episode 241, When You're Hurting.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Ladies. How are you doing? Are you feeling absolutely adorable? You got your nice comfies on. You got your hot chocolate, maybe. Oh, wait. No, we're only in September here right now, so maybe we're not hot chocolate yet. Okay, maybe you just got a good, cool glass of lemonade. That sounds scrumptious. Doesn't it sound scrumptious to you? Well, pull up a chair. It is time. I'm so glad you're here. Come on in. We're going to chat a little bit, and our chat today might kind of hit to the core a little bit harder when you're hurting. I really have kind of been struggling with this whole topic. We haven't really chatted much about this, but in life, life can be full of pain and distress. It can be full of trouble and struggles. It can be full of oopses and oh my goodnesses and oh, why did I even do that? Have you ever had moments in your life where you had those oopsies, you had those, oh, you fell down flat on your face? Some of them hurt more than others. Well, of course, I had to start out in my favorite part, and that's in the dictionary. I wanted to look up really what hurt meant by dictionary standards, because again, we take words and we change them. Sometimes a word then becomes a slang word, and there's a different definition. So I want us all to be on the same page of what we're talking about today. And hurt, in via the definition of good old Google search here, says cause physical pain or injury to. The other one was cause mental pain or distress. Well, that's what we're talking about. When you're hurting, when you have either had physical pain or injury, or maybe it's mental pain, emotional pain, okay, would come into that clump there. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you're coming out of it. Wherever you are on your journey, at some point in your life, you are going to hurt. Sometimes it, you know, a hurt can be just stubbing your toe on, you know, your bedpost, and you're like, ah, you scream like, oh my gosh. And of course, you know, whoever's around comes running because they think it was just totally horrible because it's just total, you know, it's like you went Sonic on them. And they're like, what happened? What happened? And you're standing there going, oh, you're gritting your teeth. And you're like, oh, you can't say anything because you know if you do, you're going to scream again and you're really trying not to. And they're like, what happened? And then you're like, and they're like, you stubbed your toe. Man, that hurts the worst when you're hurting. You see, it can be physical pain, but it also could be mental and emotional pain. It can be the pain that you feel when you've lost your loved one and they're no longer here with you on earth. Maybe from a tragic accident, an unexpected health problem, or maybe it was time for them to go to heaven. It still hurts. So how do you deal with the hurt? What do you do when you're hurting? Hurting can consume you, and it can consume your thoughts. It can even take over then your what? Actions. All of a sudden, you become kind of a jailbird of hurt. Pretty soon, it's all a reaction. It becomes a spiral downhill mega slope. We're just going full speed ahead, and there's no stopping. Man, the pedal is to the metal, and you're gone. You become ultra defensive. Not just like, oh, you shouldn't have said that to me. No, you shouldn't have said that to me. What is your problem? Sometimes we even find people that are like that. We interact with them. It may be a family member that's going through that when you're hurting. Every day then, especially when you're ultra defensive, every day to follow, then what happens is you're beginning to suit up for the game of defeat. You're not even winning anymore. Hurt can be so troubling. It can be devastating to lives, not only to your life, but to the lives around you. It can tear a family apart. What do you do when you're hurting? Hurt's not fun. It doesn't matter if you're hurting because you've lost your job. That's hurt. And it should sting. It hurts. Why? Your financial impact, right? How am I going to pay my bills? Freaking out. I'd freak out with you. I've been there. I freaked out. You may be hurting, like I mentioned before, a loss of a loved one recently. I'm dealing with that now. Now, for us, because of her age, we're celebrating my grandmother. But there's still hurt there. And it's different. It's maybe a little bit different, short-lived. You know, the grieving process, I may not hover in there as long as I would if it was someone who was young and still had a lot of life to live. Maybe you're hurting where your relationship is struggling so much. You don't even know the person next to you anymore. You're beginning to ask yourself the question, why did I say I do? Because right now, I do not want to. That's all hurt. When you're hurting, what do you do? Where do you go? Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Number one, reach out for help. And it may not be reaching. You may be crying. In my tornado of life, when it struck so fast, so hard, where I didn't even know. I mean, this thing came out of nowhere. And my husband lambasted me with, I've fallen out of love. I didn't just like stand there. I went running for help. I was like, I need you now. I'm not sure where I'm going, but we got to talk. And that wasn't to my hubby. That was getting help. I was talking to my pastor, my counselor. I already was positioning myself. So ultimately, if you are hurting, you need to reach out for help. It may be to a best friend. It may be someone that you can talk openly to and that you trust with everything. That may be your first reach out. That may be your first cry for help. It may be a counselor. It may be a coach. But ultimately, you do need to get help because what happens? Remember, we already went there. When that hurt continues and it builds up and it consumes your thoughts and it takes over you, pretty soon what? You're locking down that ball and chain. Lock one, another one, two. The next thing you know, you're carrying 10,000 pounds of hurt with you. And all you can do is get up in the morning to go and be ultra defensive in the game of defeat. That's not fun. But you can start with something simple. Maybe you're like, gosh, Christiane, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid. I know I'm hurting, but I don't know if I'm really ready to cry out for help. Okay, number one, here's your kiss. Are you ready? Number one, the biggest kiss of all, break the chains of hurt. You're going to break those chains of hurt. You can. And I'm going to ask you three questions here. The three questions are going to kind of help you break this down for yourself. Now, that doesn't take away getting help, whether it's counseling, whether it's coaching. You're going to need some help. And maybe reaching out to me via email. Send it to me, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Send it out to me. I'm here. I'm ready to listen. And maybe reaching out to even like our Facebook group saying, gosh, I've been wanting to get to know some people and kind of have a trust factor. Oh, I've been afraid. I've been kind of scared. They may judge me. Come on in. Create Your Now podcast. That's all it is. Go to facebook.com/group/Create Your Now podcast. Request to join and I'll approve you. That's it. Wherever you are, you're going to have to ask for help, but you can begin the process a little bit on your own. And how you do it, how you're going to break the chains of hurt, your ultimate kiss is this. Number one, how are you talking to yourself? How are you, Samantha, talking to yourself? Christy, what are you saying to yourself? You need to stop talking down to you. It's so easy. So not only are we listening and hearing and we have this feedback about our, you know, in our life, and we're reading it, we're seeing it, and it gets worse because some people take what? They take their grievances and all this craziness to what? Social media, and it gets chaotic and it can get downright dirty and ugly. But then what happens is you consume it. Why? Because you keep going back to it. So how are you talking to you? How are you talking to yourself? Stop talking down to you. You got to love yourself. You have to. Number two, who are you giving power to? Ooh, ouch. That's a hard one. That's one I had to deal with. And really all of us have to deal with. Who are you giving power to? You are only giving power to something when you allow it, when you attach meaning to it. If somebody says today, wow, you're looking mighty fine. Well, you could say, oh man, they think I look pretty good. Or you may take it as, man, I look mighty fine. Maybe they think I'm a little too thin. Oh, you're looking mighty fine. Oh, well, you know, yeah, I wouldn't look much better than that. So I don't know. Do you see how one little thing, you are the one attaching meaning to it? If you don't know what the person is saying, how they really want to say it, the person in control is you. You've attached the meaning to it. You have given it power. So you have to know that the power is within you to stop those who are, that you think are controlling you, but they're not actually, it's you. Boy, that's crazy, isn't it? Who are you giving power to? Don't let them. Don't give the power. Don't give meaning to what people are saying. Why? Because it takes you to number three. What's your reflection of you? How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Look at yourself in a mirror. How do you see yourself? What are you giving power to? What are your thoughts doing? These are the chains of hurt. It's time to break them. It stops now. And no, it's not easy. But when you're hurting, it's worth the battle. So suit up. Get your armor on. Let's join arms together and go to fight for each other. You have to love yourself. Because when you're sitting here and you're talking bad to yourself, okay, that means you're just reinforcing everything else that you're hearing. If you're giving power, if you're giving meaning to what everybody else is saying, and if your reflection is negative of you, well, what is there? The big D. You're defeated. You have nowhere to climb. You're so way deep down dark in the dungeon. And you think, gosh darn it, I'm done with this. Don't be done. Don't quit. Don't be done when you're hurting. It's time to break the chains of hurt. Take off those ball and chains one at a time. Stop talking down to yourself. The power is within you. Love yourself. That's ultimately what you need to do. Now, it's not easy. Hurt, having that emotional, mental, even physical pain. If you're in a wheelchair, maybe you've recently broken an arm or a leg. Something's happened to you and you're in the process still of healing. There's still physical therapy. Well, guess what? There is therapy in life. We all need mending. We all need healing. You can get that healing when you're hurting. But it all starts with you. Go and love yourself today. Amplify you today. Because you know what? You matter. And I love you so very much. I don't want to see you hurting. And seriously, if you are needing an ear, you're just like, gosh, Christy Ann, I don't know. I really don't even know where to start. I don't know where to begin. I know I'm hurt or I'm struggling. I feel like I'm living and kind of just kind of mumble jumble. And I don't know if I'm coming or going. Please know I'm here. I'm praying for you. I want to help you. I want to serve you. I want to love you. So reach out to me. Send me an email. You can reach out to me on social media. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We will chat real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.